penalised in any novel by appearance.
GCSE English students are starting their new school year in the wake of a row over whether this summer's exams were marked fairly. It was harder to get a good grade in June than it was in January. Now letters leaked to the Times Education Supplement show the difference involved exam regulator Ofqual. Last month, they wrote to the exam board Edexcel, asking them to produce outcomes that are much closer to the predictions. This may require you to move grade boundary marks further than might normally be required. Edexcel replied, "We do not believe a further revision of our grade boundaries is justified." The chief regulator appeared before MPs and insisted Ofqual had done nothing wrong. Afterwards, she blamed over-generous markers.
It's true to say that in January, a minority of students took units then, and as I've said before, examiners did their best to set grade boundaries, but we can see now, with the wonderful benefit of hindsight, that they were relatively generous. The fair thing to students is to maintain standards between exam boards.
That is no comfort to the students who've lost a place on an apprenticeship.
I feel like they could just change it any time they want, change the grades when they want, change the mark scheme. It's a good game. It's really annoying. It's frustrating. And they could just change it whenever they want, really, because they can do.
Meanwhile, high-performing schools say the implications go beyond the pupils affected.
As a result of the regrading, the performance of this outstanding school has dropped so far. It should trigger an automatic Ofsted inspection.
Angry heads are demanding a climb down.
There's a huge number of people in education believe this is profoundly unfair. The revelation this morning in the letters would indicate that the examination boards believe it's profoundly unfair. The only people that believe that this June result was fair, was accurate, are Ofqual.
And Steinbeck gives us a man who's big.
This is a row that's likely to rumble on through the autumn term. Gerard Tubb, Sky News, York.